Speaking at his weekly virtual news conference, the mayor said it's being made necessary by a fairly significant jump in positivity and hospitalizations over the past few days.
For January 9th, we were 16.1%. This follows 16.45%. 15.04 and 14.86 for the three prior days. Hospitalizations on the 10th, 258. On the 6th, we had 268. 7th and 8th, 265. The 9th, we had 270. And then yesterday, we were down 258.
This is not a new action. Most of the restrictions were implemented during the surge of the virus last summer. The mayor says this addition is forcing changes in guidelines for city-permitted events.
The city of Pensacola will not issue new permits for outdoor events and city venues. This will remain in effect through February 28th and will be reevaluated on that time basis with the current conditions of COVID-19.
Events already issued permits or in the permitting process between now and the end of February will be allowed under certain conditions if they're outdoor events.
No more than 100 in attendance, must show control of crowd congestion and follow CDC guidelines, including wearing face coverings and practice social distancing. Outdoor markets are allowed to continue above the 100 cap, but they must show crowd congestion and follow CDC guidelines.
Indoor events at city venues are limited to 25% capacity or less, with distancing and face coverings mandatory. They also require a mayoral approval until February 28th.
These restrictions only apply to City of Pensacola permitted events at city venues. They do not apply to private events. Private events are welcome to do those things as they fit within the state's guidelines. The city will work with event organizers to reschedule any events as needed.
Because of the COVID uptick, City Hall is closing as of Monday, and a number of city services are going online or telephone only until further notice.
We want to continue to keep as many private things open and going, so we do not want the public to become a contributor, and so for these reasons, we will be having these closures.
Governor Ron DeSantis toured a local vaccination site at Olive Baptist Church last week and praised the involvement of the faith-based community, but he was quick to add a major challenge is a balancing act between the government and private entities.
What you don't want the government to do is to try to displace our healthcare infrastructure that we have here. They know what they're doing. They know how to deliver this. And it's not only the hospitals. We have county health departments that are in the fight. We have these drive-in sites. That's really a better delivery mechanism.
Mayor Grover Robinson says for now, expanding vaccine locations, both faith-based and secular, is on hold because of supply.
We've placed all of our sites in there. We believe they're well set up to take this kind of thing. But if the state chooses to use private companies as we move forward, we'll try to work with those decisions. Those are decisions that are going to be made beyond the city's capability, and we are simply here as a partner to help in any way we can.
As the amount of vaccines increases from Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and others, the mayor was asked if there are plans to establish a mega site for giving vaccinations in the Pensacola area. He said that's also the state's call.
If they wanted to do Maritime Park, we certainly have that. If they wanted to do community centers and some of the other things, we've placed all of those things at their disposal so they know. I'm sure the county has probably also turned in the Bay Center.
More information on the changes of city agency schedules and services because of COVID-19 can be found at cityofpensacola.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.